anti-locking brake. The brakes that stop better than the old cars, so people push the limit. Not good. But anyway. I'd like to thank all of you that was patient enough to listen to Duke Iona last week. And we had a lot of calls. And I'm really sorry that all of you didn't get to get through. The phone lines here was just jammed. And there's only one call at a time that he can answer. So, you know, I hope he cleared up some views for you. I see this negative commercial about him that he was with the Lingo administration and all of that stuff. But you know, folks, please have common sense. Lieutenant Governor can't do anything. It's just like Brian Schatz. Brian Schatz was Lieutenant Governor, but a whole bunch of you voted for him, and nobody said anything like they're saying about Iona. Common sense, folks. If it works for one, it works for the other, same thing. But Lieutenant Governor has no say. So now he's running for governor. Now he'll have a say. Okay? Now my question to the people is homelessness. It's not part of automotive, but it's tied in. What is homelessness? What causes that? Anybody out there have an idea? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. It's common sense. What can I say? Homelessness is common sense. And I had a long talk with Duke Iona after the show last week, Saturday. And he agreed. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Lana from IEA.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi, George. I thought I called you. Oh, your show last week with Duke was awesome. Finally, you got somebody at least come to your show and listen. And I was kind of amazed. It's pretty cute that he said, oh, I didn't know that. He learned from you. I hope he take heed in all your info because you are knowledgeable. So anyway.
Well, when he gets into office, yep. We have a long meeting scheduled.
Good. And if you're listening, you know, it is so unfair. You know, people really, like you say, common sense, but I don't know what's lacking with the teachers. I'm sure there's only a handful because it's a unionized thing, right? You know, they really wanted to get Abercrombie out, so that's why Iggy came in. But, you know, there's a new commercial that they're talking about that Furlough Friday, and they're talking about, oh, you know, they blame Duke because he was under Linda Lingo.
Not only him. There was a lot of people under Linda Lingo.
I know, But see, they want to make Duke look real bad, okay? Like he was really bad for the teachers, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, the commercial says, she says, let's not go there. You know, that's the past. And what you think they're doing? Vote for Ige. I mean, he's a fine man, but he's the old boys.
With Abercrombie.
Ways and Means. He taking all the money for 10 years. He's been not bragging, but I don't blame him. He's a smart man. But he's been boasting that, you know, he took care of the treasure, what you call that thing. But look what happened. And they're going to vote for the same old. I really believe.
Yep, we're going to be broke.
You know, I didn't even have to go to college, but that is so ridiculous. These teachers, they think us damn fools that we're going to pay attention to that kind of commercial. They are going in the past. They're not going in the future. you voted for the same DDD.
It'll be same old, same old.
Yeah, I'm a such Democrat. But, you know, I mean, among whoever running, we have no choice. But at least Duke is, to me, he's a newcomer. He just ran a lieutenant governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
After that, yeah, he was kind of like more teaching and, you know, and he loves sport, you know, all that kind of stuff. He was doing other things, giving to the community, which a lot of them haven't give to the community. You saw that when Iggy said, that's the first time he went to Big Island. Oh, I said to myself,
unbelievable.
No, the Big Island people going to say, how dare him? At least, you know, when they had that shot, what that guy named, Brian? Oh,
yep.
He is an Obama supporter. If you guys love Obama, go right ahead and vote the same old, because, man, I tell our government, our constitution is just going down the tubes. And more that what that Ebola, but I heard somebody talk on the talk show, it's Obama. Obama. It's like Obamacare. I say, hey, these guys are smart. You know the conservative radio? You know, I'm a staunch Democrat, but I'm so disappointed in what the Democrats have become.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you. I was so excited. That was such a wonderful show, one-to-one with you and Duke and the callers.
Mm-hmm.
After all, you got good callers. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. For those of you on the west side, did you notice or do you know that when they start putting the rail in between, it's going to go in the middle of Kamehameha Highway. They're going to have to shut down Kamehameha Highway because the spread is going to spread across both sides. If they don't shut it down. And, you know, I tell you, these workers are not that sharp, you know. If they drop a hammer or something from way up that high onto you, it can kill you. So, they're going to have to shut it down. And what's going to happen to all those businesses on Kamehameha Highway? They're going to be shut down. They're hurting right now with all that traffic over there. Well, how long you think this traffic is going to last, folks? 1 week, 2 weeks? I don't think so. You're lucky if it's 1 year or 2 years. But you know it's going to be a lot longer than that. I'm glad I don't have to go past that way. But you think about it, that rail is no-no. On your vehicles, majority of the cars have front-wheel drive. And lately we see that people are not checking the CV shafts. The CV shaft is the front axles, the drive axles. They're not checking it. There's a seal on both ends. Oh, yeah. On both ends, there's a rubber seal that breaks. And when the seal breaks, all the grease comes off of the bearings because it's spinning. Okay? And then it gets dry from the water and everything else that get in there, and it can break the CV shaft. Now, if the CV shaft breaks on you, depending on the speed, it can flip your car over. It's really, really dangerous. So, for your safety, don't be lazy and check. Get a flashlight and look behind the tires, the front tires. If you see grease splattering, take it into a shop, have it checked, and replace the CV shaft if the seals are broken. Okay? A lot of the accidents that happen on the highway, and they don't know what caused it. a lot of them, was because of the CV chef. So be careful and check it. I still recommend the Shell 92 V-Power. That's the only one that's the highest in Hawaii. And the higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. So highly recommended to use the Shell 92 V-Power. It's only 20 cents more than the regular. And the amount of gain you'll get from the gas mileage, the performance, the protection of your engine, it's a lot greater. A lot of people don't realize what the cost of a new engine would be. The cost of a new engine, you may as well buy another car. Okay? So use the good stuff. I recommend using also the K&N air filters. They last forever. You never have to buy another one again. And it does give you 3 to 4 miles more per gallon. So that's a gas savings right there. So highly recommended to get, the next time you have your car serviced, recommend that they change the air filter to the K and N air filter. That's the letter K and the letter N. K as in Karen, N as in Nancy. Okay? Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question or whatever. Okay?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great, and you're right. That show last week, you knocked it out the park, man. Good job. Good job, everybody.
You barely got in.
Hey, that's how it should be. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? Those shows give me hope that it's not all lost, that there are people out there that are actually thinking, you know, and figuring this stuff out. And, you know, we're going to be all right in the long run, I think, you know. Little bumps here and there. But mainly today, I want to remind everybody that we're going to have heavy rains. I tell people this all the time. When you turn on your windshield wipers, you turn on your lights.
Good idea.
It's a little simple thing. And as you always say, sometimes the lights aren't about you seeing. It's about somebody else seeing you.
Exactly.
Especially when they're driving behind, you know, in heavy rain. If you don't have your, like, you know, your running lights, your red lights on, sometimes there's nothing to see till they hit you.
That's right.
And as we always say, you're right, but guess what? You're all banged up right. hey, the guy can't run into the back of my car. Boom! Oh, you hit my car. Oh, sorry. You know, and then you're running around getting it fixed and renting the car. And, you know, so turn the lights on. So as always, keep up the good work. And remember, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Well, thanks, Bob. And Bob's right, you know. I see so many people, I don't know why they don't want to turn on their lights. Turn on the lights. Be safe. I've come across a lot of people that are not happy with their insurance claims or whatever. You know, if you have a problem with your car insurance, folks, call the insurance commissioner. Okay? That person at the insurance commissioner's office will be more than happy to help you with whatever problems you have with your insurance company. Okay? So, don't fight it. Just call the insurance commissioner. For those people on Kauai that would like to buy that really good Royal Purple oil, that special oil, you can buy it from Harvey Maeda. Harvey also has that fabulous electronic rust-proofing device and ethanol. I know a lot of people don't like that. Ethanol, they say is this, is that. A lot of stuff about it. But anyway, if you want to try it on Kauai, give Harvey a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. This morning I had a guy that had a boat, and he came in to tell me that ethanol damaged his engine on his boat. So we had a talk about that, and I explained to him about ethanol. A lot of you think that ethanol attracts water, and that's what he said. So I got a little bit gasoline, put it in a vial, and I told him, okay, I'm going to add in water into the gasoline. So, okay, I dropped in some water, shaked it around, and I told him the water will go to the bottom, right? He said, yeah. He agreed with me. Okay. Water in gasoline will remove ethanol from the gas. He didn't know that. So the amount of water I put in that vial was 10 cc's. Okay? So on the bottom of the vial was 10 cc's plus a little more. So I told him, now look, we got more water on the bottom of the vial, right? He said, yeah. I said, the other one that you see there is ethanol. The water pulls the ethanol out of the gas. He didn't believe me. Okay, so I got a little straw, ran it to the bottom, okay, and I sucked out the water. Just the water, no gas. Okay, I put it in a glass plate, and I asked him to smell it. He smelled it, and he said, hey, that smells like ethanol. I said, it is ethanol. The water took the ethanol out of the gas. So now, the ethanol is in the water. He agreed. So I got a lighter, and I lighted the water. It ignited. So I told him, okay, you say the water is going to stall your boat. How can that be? Because the water is flammable. He was very puzzled. So I told him, it's not the water. It's not the ethanol. It's the low octane that's damaging your boat. You're using 87 octane. And finally admitted it. And I said, okay, the boats do not have a computer like cars do. The boats cannot retard the timing to accept the substandard gas. So what happens with the boat is you're damaging the pistons. So he thought about it. I don't know if he believed me or not, but it's his problem. It's the octane. The low octane is what's damaging small engines, lawnmowers, and boat engines, because all of those do not have a computer to retard the timing. On your cars, they have a computer that retards the timing, but not far enough to save the motor. Eventually, the motor will break, and you end up having to buy another car. This is happening a lot. And if the motor don't break, folks, it's the injectors go bad. Injectors is one of the highest sale of parts in Hawaii because of the low standard gasoline. Okay? So, it's your car. You do what you want, and it's your money. I recommend putting in at least 30% ethanol into your gas. 30% would be but 2 gallons to 5 gallons. And that requires no modification, no adjustments, nothing. The car will accept 30%. In fact, Dean just called me and told me he's running 50-50 in his car. And he's loving it. So, you got to experiment and see what your car likes, because it's all different. Every car is different. Okay? That's up to you. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, octane is gas mileage. So, if you're using the lower octane, you're going to get less gas mileage.
You know, if they're mass-producing cars, what makes it different that all the cars are different?
The what?
What makes it, like, say if you did one brand of car, but that brand of car will require different amount of ethanol.
Oh, that's a good one. Cars are like people, you know. Not everybody can drink the same amount of alcohol. Some people just sniff it and they get drunk. Some people can drink a whole case of beer and not even get affected. So cars are the same way, and that's what we're finding. As far as why, I don't know. Some cars like a lot of ethanol, some don't. Like my Mazda MPV van. It's running 100% ethanol. And he's loving it. Anyway. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Mike from Ala Moana.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, George. Yeah, I was also a little curious about the, two things, the ethanol and the octane. Because I thought the octane was in response to the compression ratio of the engine.
It is.
So the less compression ratio, the lower the compression ratio, the less octane that you need to retard the spark.
Well, that's what they kind of led the world to believe back in 1975. But the compression ratio can only go so low before it won't run. And as far as the octane, with a compression ratio, let me back it up. Before 1975, people with any type of car could not run regular. It would knock going up the poly. The compression back then was about 8 to 1, a little lower on same as today's less modified engines, but it couldn't go up the pulley. It would knock. Okay? The octane back then for regular was 98. 98. Higher than our premium. So everybody back then was forced to run premium, which was 104. Then it wouldn't knock. Well, back in 1975, the oil companies lowered the octane and put in this chemical called MTBE. It's an anti-knock, so that it will allow your car to run on the substandard fuel. Okay? Now, they brought down the regular to 87, and the premium was 92. But as we tested today, there is no such thing as a 92. The 92 is actually 82.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all substandard, and it's really bad for the engine. Well, ethanol is an anti-knock. So putting more ethanol into the fuel will raise the octane on some gasoline, but act as an anti-knock, saving the engine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because ethanol has a lower BTU rating per gallon than gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I tried putting the 92 in my Honda CRV, and it didn't really have much power. So I switched back to
what brand?
The Chevron.
If you're going with Chevron, all three grades are the same.
Oh.
As we tested, it's all the same. And right. And it's not even 80.
Hmm.
But
yeah,
if you switch it over and try two tankfuls of Shell Premium, the 92, you will see the difference in a snap.
So I should get a better running engine with the 92?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And try putting in 2 gallons of ethanol with the Shell, and you see, you be the judge.
Okay. Now, what about the claims that ethanol is corrosive because it
ethanol,
it mixes with water?
Ethanol is not corrosive. The one that people mixing it up with, they're getting confused with methanol. Methanol is highly corrosive.
Okay. Yeah.
Ethanol is not. Ethanol is vodka.
Yeah, but it also mixes well with water, and it attracts water.
Yeah, but it doesn't rust. It doesn't. It's not corrosive.
Not corrosive, but
it'll burn.
Just hold water then.
See, if you get water into the fuel, the ethanol will clear it out because it'll go to the bottom of the tank and burn.
Oh, I see. So it's probably a good idea to run some ethanol sometime, even if you don't want to run it all the time then.
Oh, once you run it, trust me, you're going to like it all the time.
Yeah, because I think what you're saying is it's going to mix in with the fuel.
Oh, yeah.
And pull the water out with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and your engine will burn that water that condenses in your tank.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You'll have a clean burn.
Okay, then you clean your tank at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I get it now.
Okay? Very good.
Thanks, George.
Thanks.
Bye.
Aloha. A break time.
This caller first.
Okay.
Okay, we have Ron from Ala Moana also. You guys are shopping, huh?
Hi, Ron.
George, I was wondering, if I pick up ethanol from you, do you just put it in my tank, or I got to bring my own container?
A lot of people bring their own containers, but most of the people, we just put them in a tank and they go fill up.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, I'm already running the Shell V-Power.
Oh,
it's like the gas lasts longer. Before, I thought somebody was siphoning my gas.
Try the ethanol. Unbelievable.
Yep. Oh, before I go, what time do you close?
Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock. Saturday is at 5.
Okay. All righty. Thanks, George.
Okay.
I'll come by and pick up a few gallons here.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just to let you people on Kauai know, that new bridge that just got built is really badly done. I really don't understand it, folks. Harvey called and told me the concrete is really rough. So, I don't understand it. You local people here that do the work for the city and the state, your family, your friends will drive over the same surface. You don't care?
What bridge is he talking about? Is that the one that's connecting Kapa'a to Lihui or something?
I think so. Yeah, that's the one. So, it's frustrating. You know, and Kauai used to have the highest octane in the state. Now they don't. Why is that? Why is it? Kauai was the only island with a full, real 92-octane premium. And when I announced it a couple of years ago, a month later it dropped. Something wrong. But anyway, the gas on Kauai is $4.68, a lot higher than Oahu and the rest of the islands. Why is that? Well, let me tell you, it's not the oil companies, folks. It's the city. It's the city council.
What do you mean there?
They're taxing the gasoline. Okay? They're taxing the gasoline. It's all about the tax. They don't know how to make money, so the easiest way is tax the poor people. Like on the car registrations on Oahu. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. For my pickup, it's almost $400. But if I registered that same vehicle in Arizona, it's only $40. Hello? What's wrong? Anyway.
I think they're doing that to get cars off the street, maybe?
I don't think so.
Okay, we have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve. Hello.
Hey, George. How's it?
How are you?
Okay. I missed your show last week.
you missed the best one.
I know. My friend called me up. He said he listened to the show. He said, the Duke was on the show. I go, I went to a party and that was it. I would have just listened, you know. But,
You can go on my website and we have a replay.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. That'll be good. Tell Rolling Bob, where's the rain, man? I'm still waiting. There's no rain in Kailua, man.
No rain?
Yeah, maybe raining on the mountains. I don't know what that side is like.
Really?
Yeah, there's no rain over here.
Oh, well, I'm on the wrong side then. It's raining on this side.
Well, you know, tonight I'm supposed to have a car show at the Winter Mall, huh? So maybe that's why.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I want to share, I listened to Rick Amato's show one morning, and he was telling the most expensive cars. So number 10 was a Porsche, a hybrid Porsche, $800,000. And then the most expensive was a Lamborghini, it was $4 million.
Wow.
So, I don't know, you got to be a rich tycoon for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll take a classic car anytime.
That's right.
Or a truck, classic truck.
Yep.
Wait, a Lamborghini costs how much?
Lamborghini?
Yeah.
He said $4 million.
Is that right?
I don't know. That's kind of high.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. I had a couple of Lamborghinis, but I don't know. That's all I heard. So.
I wouldn't go with that.
Yeah, we check y'all on the information, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's all I wanted to say, and then
okay.
Later on, I'll call to bring my dad's car in. I'll call first.
All right.
Be the end of October.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you got a question, announcement, whatever. I was hoping somebody from that Oktoberfest would call, but nobody called, so I'll make the announcement. There's going to be an Oktoberfest car thing at the Pully Golf Course next week, Saturday. Okay? That's supposed to be the upper-class cars, like Mercedes and BMWs and Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all that kind of cars, upper class. So, if you're interested, go over to the Pully Golf Course for the Oktoberfest. They're going to have food and all kind of stuff there. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Mililani.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George, I just wanted a little story by you. My daughter and her husband drove 12 hours from Oklahoma City to the beach, and speed limit 75 miles an hour. When they got there, they stopped at a light, they started to cross, and the car stopped. We got out and looked. Both wheels were pointed in two different directions. The front wheel.
What?
Yeah, the tire rods broke.
Oh, my goodness.
How lucky were they?
Yeah.
He said he drove 75 and 80 miles an hour all the way.
Holy moly. He better start checking his car.
That was a 7-seater Chrysler, and it was about 160,000 miles.
Oh, that's about it. Usually about 90,000, the steering mechanism starts falling off.
Yeah. But I told my daughter, I said, you got to be the luckiest two people in the world.
That's right.
That would have been end over end. If it
oh, yeah. Wow. Good story.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
that's
you.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, that's a good story. You got to have your car serviced and checked out, folks. Okay.
Wait, when did you say the Oktoberfest was?
Next week, Saturday.
October?
25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody heard you say the 5th.
No, 25th. So, yeah, it's at the Tully Golf Course. And it's supposed to be a big, big shindig. Anyway. Go check it out. All the upper class cars will be there. We were supposed to, they wanted us to do a broadcast live from there, but they have no phone line, so we can't do it from there. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Holualoa Pete.
Holualoa Pete.
Hi, George.
Hi.
How are you doing? I'm over here in outside of Kona, and we're having scattered showers, no wind at all.
Great.
Yeah. My second question is there a automotive repair that is equivalent to your garage in Honolulu over here in Kona that you can recommend?
I'm sorry. I don't know of any. I used to know of one way back, but the guy moved to the mainland.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you is the rain here is on and off, and it's not heavy, and there is no wind.
And you're in Kona?
I'm in 7 miles south of Kona.
Well, Kona can use the rain.
Okay. Yeah, I loved your show last week as well as this week, and thank you very much for your great, great show.
You're welcome.
Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, this newscasters, they're shameless, telling everybody to buy all the water and all the water, making all the shelves empty for everybody else. Now, times get when sign says 2 bottles of water per family, because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could tell already. These guys are supposed to be meteorologists or pros, and is Guy Hagi, you know, I don't know. Chances are they just guesses and same old thing. You know, this is a hurricane will come, but
yeah,
probably not going to get nothing but wind and rain. And then they tell us now on the news, oh, wow, we got the close call. You guys knew this thing was going that way. I'll veer off and, you know, what's so close about it? Hey, mm-hmm. By the way, you know this campaign?
Mm-hmm.
So last week I heard you had Duke Ono on too. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know Charles DeJew is running against the guy Takai, Master Kai.
I like DeJew.
Huh?
I like Charles DeJew.
Oh, yeah. Honest guy.
Yep.
Really nice guy too.
Yeah.
He gonna listen to people, you know?
Yeah, he's a straight shooter.
Yeah. You got to ask yourself, when you look at the two guys, who's the guy going to be more or less, more likely to be on the take or, you know, to hold on with the good old boys?
That's right.
That's the guy, Sakai. Plus that, you know the guy, he said he was in the military and all, he's making a big issue about he's a veteran and all that, but he never went to the combat zone.
Really?
Charles DeJoux was in the Afghanistan as combat zone.
Oh, yeah.
This guy called Sakai was inside Kuwait, where all our guys fanning him. You know the service? All the rich guys live over there. Well, they had all the guys serving him, eating all this prime rib or whatever they eat over there. But
yeah,
but I think people got to get this guy in.
Okay.
You, man, because, you know,
he is a good
man. Lot of issues that we got to solve, and this guy, he's the guy who can do
them. Yep.
All right, man. Take care, George.
Thanks for the call. Aloha. Okay, break time.
Yeah. Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. Hey, I got some good info here. Right after your show at 3:30 on PBS, it's a program called Motor Week, and on there is a master mechanic. It's called Goss's Garage, and it's really good info, what he gives out. I mean, he gets so highly technical into, like, hose clamps. Don't ever use those screw-on hose clamps, because the pressure is put on the top of the portion of, and also, like, radiator hoses, there's restrictors in the for the new cars, and, and if you get generics, you put too much pressure, and your heater core blows out. So every week at 3:30, if your listeners can go on PBS, and besides them reviewing the latest cars and all the latest info. It's a great program. I've been watching it for like 20 years now. So it's really good. Hey, George, can synthetic motor oil be used in diesel engines?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just, you don't really get into diesels here, but.
Yeah, because diesel is cancerous. If you're using biodiesel, then it's clean.
No, on diesel engines.
Yeah, diesel engines using diesel fuel
right.
is highly cancerous. And if you use biodiesel in a diesel engine, it's clean and safer.
Okay, because I know they switched to that ashless diesel, which
costs more
now, right?
No diesel. Diesel is oil. Biodiesel is cooking oil.
Oh, okay.
So it's clean.
Oh, well, yeah. You
just get hungry.
You probably don't have biodiesel over here.
We do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just that when you drive your vehicle, you're going to get hungry because it'll smell like French fries or chicken.
Oh, okay, because I know you don't really, diesels aren't too popular over here.
Yeah, because of one, it's the price, and number two, it's cancerous.
Hmm.
But if you go with biodiesel, you're okay.
Okay. But you still get better gas mileage with a diesel then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And biodiesel is way cheaper than diesel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, on for the mainland. Yeah, I plan to get an RV on the mainland. And
they have biodiesel there, too.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so tell your listeners about the Motor Week on PBS.
Okay.
Oh, it's a great, great program.
Well, you just told them.
All right. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one now.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha.
We have James from Palolo.
Oh, James?
Hello?
Hi.
I got a question. I got a 2002 Explorer. I think it's a 2.0 liter. And the spark plug is, you open the hood and the top is 52 to 56. What is the gap? Is there in between there, or you just use one or either one?
The plug gap.
Yeah. 56.
Yeah. In the old days, they used to say one number. And
yeah.
Today, they put a range where you can make it at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It depends on the type of plug you're using. If you're using the iridium, I would go with a bigger gap.
Oh, iridium plug.
Yeah, because if you go with a normal old-fashioned style plug, go with a smaller gap.
Oh, okay. So the regular spark plug, the old school type, use the smaller one.
Yeah, because what happens is the voltage coming through will eat up the plug tip and make the gap bigger.
And then it's harder
for the spark to jump. But if you use the iridium, that one lasts forever. And it doesn't wear out, so it holds the gap.
Oh, okay. The iridium is a good plug.
Yeah, the Autolite XP.
Autolite XP.
Yeah, the extra performance, EXP. Yeah, it's an extra performance, high performance spark plug. It was designed and developed on the Japanese motorcycles, the racing motorcycles that rev really high, and it worked real good.
Oh, yeah. Right now, and the thing was acting up. I put the original spark plug, get a motor crack in there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was 75 to 80.
Oh, wow.
So I put them back to like 56.
Yeah.
She started to get one plug, she started to like, I think stopped after that.
Oh, yeah.
The guy told me to give it a plug, get it away.
Yeah, throw it away. Because on the porcelain where the spark plug wire goes on, if it has a brown ring around the porcelain close to the metal part, the seal is broken and you should change the spark plug. But go get the Autolite XP.
Autolite XP.
Yep. It's called extra performance or high performance or something like that. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Well, last week's show, I got to apologize. We didn't run the last commercial. Well, I think we ran right through the commercial break because there was too many calls. Just way, way too many calls. And anyway.
So is that okay with your sponsors?
Oh, I apologize. It was okay. But they realized that, you know, it's the people. The people got excited, too many calls, all that. But, you know, I'd like to remind all of you, think before you vote and vote for the right person. Okay? It's not the party. It's the person. Well, a lot of people just believe party. So much for party if they're not going to do the job right.
What about that other thing they have? I see commercials on like TV and ads on the radio about Something about agriculture, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
Like if you vote yes or vote no.
You gotta go look into that more. Before you decide on the commercials, go look it up. Go do the study before you vote. That's on the initiative of agriculture. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of the callers for calling in and the listeners for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And please, folks, take care of each other. It's raining. Turn on your lights so people can see you coming. Okay? They have to see you coming. Because a lot of people are so engrossed with something else, they don't see you coming. Okay? So, please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.